806 years ago, this week, on the 28th of March in the year 1212, a beautiful young 18-year-old woman of noble birth, dressed in her finest clothes and accompanied by her wealthy family, attended solemn high mass for Palm Sunday at the Cathedral of San Rufino. But while all the faithful went up to receive their palm branch kneeling at the communion rail from the hands of Bishop Guido, the beautiful 18-year-old could not move from her place in order to go up to the rail and receive her blessed palm. Just at that moment, to the surprise of everyone, Bishop Guido left the sanctuary and went down toward the immovable noble lady and placed a palm branch in her hand. It was the sign she was waiting for. Later on that very same Palm Sunday night, the young noble lady secretly left her parents' home under cover of darkness and went into the chapel of Santa Maria della Pozziuncola, where her beautiful hair was shaved off. She threw all of her splendid clothes on the ground and put on brown sackcloth with a veil on her head. On that Palm Sunday night, she emptied herself of everything in the world and gave herself totally to Jesus as a virgin bride of Christ. I hope you all know the name of that beautiful, young, 18-year-old girl. Her name? St. Clair of Assisi. And it was our beloved patron, St. Francis of Assisi, and his Franciscan friars who greeted St. Clair with lighted torches at the Pozziuncola, where St. Clair was received into the Franciscan order on this Palm Sunday night some 800 years ago. All of the poor Clare nuns throughout the world have a celebration tonight in honor of the founding of their order on Palm Sunday. The story of St. Clair can be our story during this most holy week, because our Lord comes down from his sanctuary in heaven, and he hands each of us a palm. And the palm is the sign that we've been waiting for. The palm is a sign of victory. And Jesus hands each of us a palm at the beginning of this holy week because he's inviting us to share in his victory over sin and Satan, death and darkness. Like St. Clair, our Lord asks us to strip ourselves of our garments, to throw them on the ground before him, to empty ourselves completely of our attachments to the world, and to give ourselves totally to Christ with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. Like St. Clair, we can die to our former way of life on Good Friday and then rise with Christ on Easter Sunday. As St. Paul says in his letter to the Romans, consider yourselves dead to sin, but alive in Christ Jesus. I am thinking today particularly of those catechumens who will be baptized at the Easter Vigil. For at the end of this holy week, they will come to us like St. Clair, under cover of darkness. And we, like St. Francis and his friars, will greet them with lighted candles as they prepare to empty themselves of this world and be clothed in their new white baptismal garments. They will die to sin and rise as a new creation in Christ Jesus. And then the words of St. Paul in his letter to the Galatians will be fulfilled. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me.